Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show, live and local, 9 o'clock stretch in progress. We'll call it 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Special guests in the studio. We got Bo Beery in here, Linda Reinhart from the Gainesville Rotary, right? And we've also got Ashley Bryant helping to promote a huge international car show, also with motorcycles coming to Butler Plaza. So, Linda, we'll start with you because all the money goes to the Rotary Club. Tell me about what the Rotary does.
Hi, Bob. The Rotary Clubs of Gainesville, there's four clubs in town, and we have a foundation that raises money to go back into the community. Since the foundation was founded in 1989, we've put almost $3.4 million back into Alachua County to improve life in our community. So it's a service organization of about 300 members, and we were very thrilled to be selected as the recipient for this year's proceeds from the International Car Show. We've got a great list of sponsors, and it's going to be a great day, so we hope everybody's going to come out and support fundraising in our community.
And the Rotary, there's no paid staff. It's all completely volunteer run, right?
It is all completely volunteer run. So every single dollar that's raised will go back into Alachua County.
So Bo Beery is here, and he's just a major car enthusiast, but you helped to organize this as well, correct?
Yes, sir. I'm just lucky that the Butler Enterprises and Ashley has invited me every year to come and kind of just be the car guy who helps out on how shows run, because I go to shows all over the place and get to see some really, really cool stuff. And so being involved in this has been super rewarding for me.
You have a day job?
I do, yeah. I'm a commercial real estate broker, but all I sell are apartment complexes.
Because I figure you probably have at least somewhat of a collection of cars.
Oh, yeah,
and the cars you do have, if you're driving on, I know the Sports Car Club of America stuff, if you're doing
yes,
that kind of stuff.
I do all the races there, yeah.
Yeah, you might be putting a couple dollars in here and there. So you got an investment. I figured you had something going on. Well, tell me about this international car show coming to our area.
So it's going to be basically, if you got a cool car, you bring it. It's going to be moderns, classics, motorcycles. You want to bring lowriders, you want to bring trucks, vans, whatever it is. Just anything that is super cool, that you think is super cool, bring it along. It's going to be welcomed. There's going to be awards that we give out. We got great sponsors. There's going to be a band. It'll go from 9 to 12 on October 25th. And as soon as it ends at 12, you've got, 100 and something restaurants right there at Butler Plaza you can go eat lunch at. You can eat lunch and brunch during the event. I mean, it's just going to be an awesome atmosphere, tons of enthusiasts, amazing cars that'll be there. I can't wait for it.
And so, yeah, this is coming up October 25th, 9 a.m. to noon. What is the cost for somebody to enter cars and motorcycles, right?
It's just $20 to enter a vehicle, and it's free to attend as a spectator. So
wow.
Super cheap.
And this is the fifth annual. What's the turnout been like typically?
I mean, there'll be at least 100 cars. It could be more. Sometimes a lot of folks join the last couple of days. So there's going to be dozens of cars there. And some of the best ones that I've seen, and every year there's different shockers that show up.
That was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Like, give me an example of something you've seen in the past that kind of you're like, wow.
The one shocker for me was the Ferrari Dino that Jack May owns that was the first Cannonball Runner winner. Like the actual Cannonball
movie.
Yeah,
the real one, yeah.
This was the car that the whole thing sprung from, and it actually lives here in Gainesville in an unsecured place that's still owned by Jack May, who's in his 90s that owned it.
Wow.
It's a phenomenal, priceless vehicle and that thing was at this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to walk away from a Ferrari. I mean, that's a dream for most of us, but this is the closest some of us might get to it, and that's just fine. And that's why we have this great opportunity, 5th Annual International Car Show at Butler. And I know you got a couple of sponsors helping you out. You got Parks Motor Group, also Magnolia Ridge. And Ashley, am I missing anyone there?
Oh, man, we have tons.
Oh, you got tons of sponsors. Yeah. So get on out there and, yeah, everything from Mercedes, Ford, Ferraris, Lamborghinis. And what about motorcycles? I guess any and all, you'll have different categories?
Yeah, any and all. I mean, you know, we're working with Harley-Davidson as well, who's putting the word out to their groups, and there's going to be some sport bikes there. In the years past, the motorcycle turnout has not been as great as we wanted it to, but we think this year it's going to change. So hopefully some folks show up here, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's great. You get the word out, and it usually spreads. And this, I like this idea from 9 till noon. It's not an all-day thing. It's not going to take up the spectators or the people that want to enter. It won't take up their whole day. So that's a wonderful thing because the weather is to, we're just hitting that where we love living in Florida. We're happy to be here.
Yeah.
And and before we go, Linda, is there anything specific that the Rotary will use these funds for, or will it go in your general fund? Because I know you have a lot of outreach.
Actually, we are going to be making that decision once we see what the final dollar number is. We accept grant applications from local charities every year, and we have a few. Our big event every year is the Wild Game Feast. And
I've been there.
You've been there.
Been there, done that.
So we have a number of people that apply for those grant funds that that we can't fund everything. So our plan is to, once we have the final dollar figure, look at one of those smaller grants that did not get funded with our large pots of money and address those. It could be helping a food bank, replacing some coolers is on the lines, maybe doing some aesthetic improvements at one of our local outreach centers. We're just waiting to see, and we'll make an announcement once we've made that final decision.
All right. Well, we go through it one more time. Bo, what do we have lined up here?
October 25th, 9 a.m. to noon. So you can actually sleep in a little bit, still bring your car in, have a great show, eat lunch at all the restaurants that are there. $20 to enter your vehicle. Free to attend. You're going to see from exotics, like the most modern exotics, all the way down to the classics that you might have grown up with. You're going to have the coolest motorcycles, from the sport bikes to the Harleys. There's going to be children there, to old people, to everyone in between. It'll just be a great environment. And the most fun thing that I have is hearing the stories of each vehicle owner, how they bought it, where they got it from, the trips they've been on. That is the most spectacular, especially if someone owns a car like you have, to hear their backstory. Phenomenal. Please come out. It's going to be a great time.
Wow. Well, I've got a little BMW Z3. It's a 2000 model, but it's only got 40,000 miles on it.
That's special. You should
enter it.
It was, you know, same model that the James Bond movie that came out back was in. So, yeah, I don't know if it's a classic yet, though.
Bring it out.
Yeah.
People want to see it.
All right. Well, look, I was born and raised in Detroit. Dad worked for Chrysler. So I'm the kid who I had posters all over my wall of all kinds of cars, not just Mopars. Don't tell Dad. but, yeah, I've always loved it. The muscle cars have always got a place in my heart for sure. All right. Well, Bo Beery, we appreciate Linda Reinhart from Rotary and Ashley Bryant. Oh, what's the best way that people can get in touch if they need more information?
shop@butler.com, and then click on the event section at the top, and they'll get all the information they need on the International Car Show,
which is exactly what I did just a few minutes ago, and it worked out fine. Yeah, all the info's right there, shop@butler.com. Thanks so much for coming in, and hopefully I will see you there at this event, and it just sounds like a blast.
It will be. Great. Man, see you then.
And we'll continue to get the word out between now and then as well. All right. Fantastic. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show, coming up in about 30 minutes. Things that make you smile. We need some upbeat, positive thoughts. And don't forget, it's homecoming weekend, University of Florida, a lot of alumni. It's going to get very, very busy around town, so be aware of that. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Happy Thursday. It's 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. I'd mentioned this a couple times, but it bears repeating. It's homecoming weekend. University of Florida is going to be very busy. Alumni coming to town. A lot of festivities and a lot of fun. Friday, they do the parade. And kids are off school and stuff, so bring them down and watch the parade. 13th University area, and they'll be closing the roads off there, and that would be on tomorrow, Friday, before noon. It actually starts at noon. And then you got the big game Saturday, Mississippi State Bulldogs coming to town, and that game is slated for a 4:15 kickoff. And then I just noticed that also Monday Night Football is going to be tough on me. We've got the Bucks and the Lions playing each other. You know, I like both those teams. I've been more of a real Buccaneer fan, probably, even though I grew up in Detroit, because the Lions didn't have a lot to cheer about for a very long time, and people, I think people can relate to that. All right. I want to make sure that you get ready for teeing off for a great cause. Coming up on Monday, December 8th, Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. It is the 2025 Pepin Gives Charity Golf Scramble, brought to you by Comfort Keepers. And the proceeds from the event goes to benefit Pepin Gives, along with Habitat for Humanity, of which she has been, her and her group, extremely generous toward. And this is going to be at Golden Ocala. If you hadn't had a chance to play there, even if you're not a great golfer like me, it's such a beautiful course. You will enjoy yourself. And it's for a good cause. Get signed up now and enjoy a day filled with golf, camaraderie, community impact, some prizes, and more. For more information, visit PepinGives.com. That's PepinGives.com. And yes, it's not till December the 8th, and it is a Monday. So the event, you know, could sell out. That's why I'm giving you a little advance heads up on that. All right. Senator Bernie Sanders, a little frustrated with, there was a little town hall going on. He's with AOC, right? And, somebody comes up to ask a question. Turns out, well, it was a Republican. Yep. One of the questions came from American University student Rohan Naval. He asked Sanders how he thinks the shutdown reflected Schumer's leadership. And, of course, Bernie says, well, I think it reflects more on Mike Johnson's leadership and President Trump's leadership. He said this is a leadership that said it's okay to give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the richest people in the country and then make massive cuts to health care for working class people. Again, the tired old line that's not true and hasn't gotten them anywhere, but I guess he had nowhere to go. But this particular person who was asking the question, he wasn't done yet. He said, well, I think Chuck Schumer has voted for continuing resolutions 13 times over the last 4 years. And he could have voted for one this time, but he refused to come to the table. It's like, wow, right back at you. Well, guess what? Old Bernie Sanders, he had an answer for that, too. He said, well, look, you got 53 Republicans in the Senate, and you need 60. What does that mean? It means you have to talk to the other side. Mike Johnson is not talking. John Thune is not talking. President Trump is not talking. That's the problem. Well, never mind the fact that there was a bipartisan effort in the House, and they passed a clean, continuing resolution, right? No problem, no big deal. They were able to work together and get some votes from the other side. It is Chucky Schumer. He's the one who's gumming it up in the Senate on purpose. Now, a lot of people, and I believe there's some truth to this, he's got AOC breathing down his back. You know, she's in, she's in the House. He's a senator. She would love to take that job away from him. And apparently there's a threat that she could, primary him. And a lot of bets are on she would be able to unseat him. So, you know, the new blood versus the old blood. So that's why they say Chuck Schumer is digging in extra hard so he can show. He can show the lefty base of the Democrat Party that, oh, he's tough too. I thought they already found out that that's not enough to carry them through a lot of elections. They need more than just their hardcore lefty base, but shh, no need to tell them. And they might not figure it out on their own because some of them aren't all that swift, to be honest. And, here's their supporters, the kind of supporters that they have, the Democrats, that are frustrated with President Trump. They are going to rally. There's more than 80 of these No Kings protests that are planned right here in Florida. More than 80. Yeah. No kings. Like, you know, President Trump wants to be king, they think. Okay. All right. But there is one that is slated for Gainesville at the Cora Roberson Park on Southwest 6th Street from 10 to noon. That's this Saturday. Well, college football Saturday. But I guess, I'm sure in lefty land like Gainesville, I'm sure they'll get a few attendees. Good luck. Don't cause any trouble, and you have the constitutional right. It's 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's Thursday. Coming up in 15 minutes, things that make you smile. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Start thinking about some positive, upbeat thoughts. More headlines and information on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. All right, we're almost there. Thursday, if you're looking forward to the weekend, I am. Biketoberfest officially starts today. I'd like to wander over to the Daytona area. Yeah, got to get one of my cheap T-shirts and have a little bit of fun, maybe a little live music, and make a little mini vacation out of it over the weekend. But if you're out and about, there'll be more motorcycle traffic than usual around the state. And plus, the weather's so nice, you'll get a lot of local riders who are just going to be out on the roadways as well. You've got homecoming, University of Florida, so you've got increased traffic, alumni and stuff coming to town. But it's all good. And, of course, that leads up to the homecoming game, which is at 4:15 at the Swamp, taking on Mississippi State Bulldogs. Go Gators. Man, here's a story about a guy. I don't know. There's a special kind of place for him. Guy's name is Antonio Roman. He's 61 years old. Lives in Marion County. His next-door neighbors, well, I don't know if they're next door, but his neighbors have two disabled adult children, and so they have, you know, they obviously they have special needs. Well, I guess they put up with this for a while. Finally, they called the sheriff's office, and they said, hey, every time we go to the bus stop or the bus comes to drop, you know, our kids off, you got the sprinklers on. And it appears like they're purposely dousing, you know, the kids. And they talked to the sheriff's office like back in April. And, you know, going back further than that, they said that this guy, Antonio Roman, consistently activated his sprinklers twice a day when two of the victims who have special needs were boarding and exiting the school bus. The father of the two victims started to wear like swim trunks and a T-shirt and then try to shield them from the sprinklers. How quick can you move? You've got at least one kid in a wheelchair. Yeah. You imagine that? And you know that, and you're purposefully using your sprinklers? What the heck? So the arrest report stated that the victims estimate they've been targeted by Roman sprinklers near 400 times. And he said they don't have an issue with the sprinklers. They don't even come on in days when the school bus is not running. Well, here's what they found out. The guy's got like 7 cameras around his house. And they had a detective stake it out. And sure enough, the sprinkler system was directly aimed at a nearby bus stop, which was used by the victims. The detective observed that the sprinklers were activated right when the school bus arrived and shut off as soon as the vehicle drove away. So it's not like anyone's imagination or, well, it just happens that way. That's when the sprinklers are set. No, not at all. And, yeah, he had 7 exterior surveillance cameras. And a lot of them are pointed right toward the victim's residence. I mean, you talk about a creepy, weirdo neighbor. You get all those cameras. They're pointing at someone else's house. Weirdo. And then he's like torturing these special needs kids getting off a bus in a wheelchair. And what do you do with someone like that? What a weirdo. He allegedly told investigators he was upset about the bus stop utilizing part of his driveway for the wheelchair ramp that one of the victims needed to board the bus. He was upset because it used part of his driveway? What a weirdo. Oh, I can't stand people like this. He further admitted he was using surveillance cameras to track the arrival time of the school bus in order to manually activate the sprinklers. He allegedly sprayed the victims with water because he was upset that the school bus stops directly in front of his driveway. A warrant was issued for his arrest. He was taken into custody, booked into Marion County Jail. 2 days later, he was released after posting bond. Oh, and he's got himself a lawyer. Yeah. He entered a written plea of not guilty. Not guilty. He confessed, basically, told investigators everything. He admitted he did it. And then he pleads not guilty? Huh. He's scheduled to appear in court for a pretrial conference on Wednesday, November 19th. I mean, open and shut case. But good. Let him spend a bunch of money on an attorney. What's he going to fight it on? What grounds? I'm not really the jackass I appear to be? That's not really a legal defense, pal. This guy's an idiot. Wow. Can you imagine that? You know, it's sad when you got, you know, neighbors that aren't good neighbors. But when you got one, he's going out of his way and picking on the kids like, oh, yeah, the kids decided where the school bus was going to pull up. Come on. Wow. He's 61 years old. That's not what I consider like the old man. Get off my lawn. But still, no excuse. Yeah. All right. What else do we have going on? Trump authorizes CIA operations in Venezuela, raising pressure on Maduro. Look, this guy is he's a like a major drug dealer. He basically is a, you know, a giant cartel running a country. The New York Times first reported the classified directive, citing U.S. officials familiar with the decision, saying the Trump administration's Venezuela strategy aims to remove Maduro from power. The administration has offered $50 million for information leading to Maduro's arrest and conviction on drug trafficking charges. Yeah, because those drugs end up in the United States and kill our citizens. That's why Trump has taken strong and decisive action. He blows those drug boats right out of the water. And yeah, he wants to get rid of Maduro, and so do most of the people that live in Venezuela. But I just thought it was interesting that, you know, Trump didn't deny it. He confirmed it on Wednesday that he had authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. Asked why he authorized that operation, Trump told reporters his reasons were migration of Venezuelans to the United States and drug trafficking. And when he talks about migration, he's saying, look, he emptied out his jails and prisons, Maduro did, and sent him here. But Trump has not, it says here, according to Reuters, Trump has not provided evidence for his claim that Venezuela is sending former prisoners to the U.S. I know we've busted more than a few of them, but he's got to provide proof. Yeah. He added that the U.S. has made progress intercepting drug shipments at sea and that additional efforts are now focused on overland routes. We're looking at land now, he said, because we've got the sea very well under control. Reuters could not independently determine what specific actions Trump has authorized. The White House declined to elaborate on the president's comments. It's the CIA. I think if you divulge the details of their operation, you would probably be putting their very lives at risk directly. All right. Venezuela's government said Trump's remarks constituted a violation of international law. Oh, yeah, we're shipping drugs to the U.S., but we're worried about international law. Yeah, you can't have it both ways. And said U.S. actions were aimed at legitimizing a regime change operation with the goal of seizing the country's oil resources. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what we see about Venezuela, but we know that the last election for sure was a scam, major scam. And this guy he's nothing but a drug dealer who got himself into power and is, I don't think he's going to let go of it very easily. Coming up next, something we need. We need to smile. We need some upbeat, positive thoughts. Do you have any? You can share those with us coming up next on Things That Make You Smile. It's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. What's making you smile? Next on 97.3 The Sky. Time now for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Good morning, Jim. What's making you smile?
Morning, Bob. I was having some problems with my truck. I knew it was going to be expensive, so I carried it to the dealer that I bought it from over in Start. And the guy clapped on his computer for a little while, and then he came back and said, "That's under warranty." Now, that made me smile.
Oh, yeah, I bet it did. Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. We all know it's NHL season right now. Just want to throw a big, hey, way to go, guys, last night. Red Wings are 3-1, won 3 in a row. That makes me smile. Let's go, Red Wings, baby.
There you go. I love it. Good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. You're taking care of business like a pro. What's making me smile was my roommate's birthday was yesterday. She's 78, great years old. I had a great dinner planned with beef sticks and kebabs and crab cakes, but we went to her favorite Thai restaurant where she got her favorite meal.
Awesome. Hate to cut you off. I got to get to the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. It's next. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. They compiled a lot of data, and it appears the trans identification trend among young people appears to be losing momentum. Yeah, they polled like 60,000 students. And it turns out back in 2022 when they did this, only 6.8% didn't identify as either male or female. But now that number's down to a mere 3.6%. So it looks like the trans trend may be going out of fashion like a pet rock. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.